Today's episode is a bonus episode. I would like to thank the Center for Financial Services Innovation for allowing me the opportunity to talk about the following topic, why financial health matters. Today, if you stop by my blog, michelleismoneyhungry.com/financial-health, you'll see a post where I talk about why this topic is so important to me and why I've spent the last 5 years blogging about money. I started blogging about money because I hit financial rock bottom. My mom had lost her job. I was in grad school. I was just doing the stuff that people do when you're in grad school, struggling a little bit, having fun, working at Starbucks, which seems to be the new job for grad students for a little side money. When my mom lost her job, we thought, well, this sucks, but she'll probably get a new one pretty quickly, because that had been the case when she changed jobs. It was always very fast. For some reason, this time was different. In retrospect, I know why it was different, because the economy has changed in a profound way. But this isn't really a political conversation. This is just a conversation about how money and financial health is so important. I was never taught to save or to invest, not because my mom didn't care. That wasn't a conversation that she'd had with her parents. How was she supposed to teach me about investing, about debt freedom, about any of these things when her parents never talked about it? She was taught by the people around her to work hard, to show up to work on time, to be a good person, to be ethical. And all of those lessons were good money lessons. There were huge pieces missing. And even though there are people in my family who currently are debt-free, who have paid off homes, the people in close proximity to my mom weren't having this conversation. So when it came to my finances, we didn't have this conversation. I learned everything the hard way. So when my mom lost her job, I was the one who had to take care of everything, because for me, that was the right thing to do. Now, there are people out there who will say, well, I wouldn't have done that. Well, I'm not you, and I wouldn't have been able to make that choice. It was a no-brainer. I was going to help my mom. And so I did. But when your finances are basically on life support in the beginning, in the first place, then having this extra strain basically put my finances into heart attack mode. And I struggled, and I was scared, and I was freaked out. Eventually, we worked our way out of it. Things got better, quote unquote. And I got addicted to reading about money habits, about finances and interest and life insurance and all the things that I hadn't really been talked to about. I talked to my grandma, who, my father's mother, I should say, and my parents are divorced, very complicated, but the point is, I talked to my grandma and I asked her, I was like, well, how did you prepare for retirement? Because this lady was living the dream. She's retired, everything's paid. And she's like, you know, Michelle, I invested. And I was like, huh? Because she had learned about investing in her 50s, or I don't even know, 10 years before she retired. And so she maxed out her 401k. She lives in an inexpensive part of the country in the Midwest. And so her home was paid off and her expenses are ridiculously low. But the point of her story is to say, you can start at any time in your life and get ahead. Financial health matters to me because without it, other people will control you. As I continue on my debt freedom journey, on my net worth focus, growing my income and just changing my trajectory, I understand the importance of sharing my story. It's not comfortable. It's a little, you feel a little embarrassed, but I'm past that because I'm so committed to sharing the importance of debt freedom, earning more, how to get to the point to ask for what you want, surrounding yourself with people who get it, getting information and passing it on so please, everyone, support Financial Health Matters, the Financial Health Matters movement, brought to you by the Center for Financial Services Innovation. You can go to cfsinnovation.org for more information. Today, you'll probably see a lot of blog posts about this. We are participating also in a contest to win a scholarship to attend FinCon, which is a community-based conference for people in the personal finance blogosphere and podcast arena. Please do support me and share my post. I am so thankful that I started this journey. It's been hard. It's been really hard, but it's been worth every moment.